Welcome to Wonder Reality. It's raining where I am. Don't know if you can hear it. There's thunder and lightning in the background. Jesus Christ taught about living water. He used water as a metaphor to teach about the three phases of walking with the Holy Spirit. We know that if you've listened to previous messages. John 3, 4, and 7. We take water for granted. Where I am, it's supposed to rain a lot in the next 10 days. We look at the whole earth. God has created this earth and the way that it works, that there's enough water for everyone on the earth. This is beyond human comprehension. It truly is. I could give 100 messages just about water in the natural being such a miracle and how it's so important and vital to us as humans. And then lead into the spiritual of how Jesus uses water to teach us about Himself, about God Almighty. I don't want to spend too much time on the natural, because that's the natural. It's the spiritual that is everything to us. It's eternal. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is the living water. If we drink that water, we will never thirst. Jesus said, "He who drinks of this water will thirst again. He who drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. The water that I give him shall become a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life." Amen. That's the second phase. The first phase, born of water in the Spirit. When a human being's born, we know that the water breaks. The water's in the mother's body that keeps that baby alive, that keeps that human alive, and then they are born of water. In the same thing spiritually, being born confirmation there. That was lightning. Thunder. Born of water, and then a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life, and then rivers of water shall flow from someone's innermost being, from their spirit person. That's our innermost being. That's the real us. We are spiritual beings, everyone on the earth. It's incredible. One word, one sentence, one word from Jesus Christ, we could give hundreds of messages about it. I want us to realize how big and important these things are. How that if we can grasp some of these things, it may impact us and get us to where we need to be so that we find Him, the glorious Lord God Almighty, on the glorious splendor of Your majesty, and on Your wondrous works will I meditate. The glory of the Lord. That's Him. This is something important I want to say. I've heard some messages recently. There's the presence of God and the power of God. The presence of God is Him. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. The presence of God. Him. His person. Moses said, "Show me your glory. Show me you." And the Lord God Almighty revealed himself. He said, "I'll pass by you, but you can only see my back." He's so awesome that no man can look upon his face and live. And he said, "I'm going to reveal my name to you, the Lord." His name. The Lord God. And then he reveals his character, his himself and what he's like. Merciful and gracious, long-suffering, patient, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. That's the presence of God. When I talk about the presence, when Jesus talks about the kingdom, I believe it's Him. The power of God's different. The power of God reveals His works. And, you know, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." And so it goes on. That's the power of God, which is for service to help people. The main thing, of course, salvation. To bring salvation to people. But also, in addition, healing. So there is a difference, and they're all part of this Him and His, the Lord God Almighty, and it's awesome. And many messages, can be given about that. Back to the main topic, as it's not raining hard, but it's raining. Jesus reveals a lot in His teachings about water, and you know, the living water is the Holy Spirit. The living water is Him, of course. And what does this say to us as humans? We know that we have to have water to survive. A human goes 3 days without water, that human dies. We need it so much, we take it for granted. Did you know that lightning strikes 1,000 times a second, according to some estimates? Lightning bolts strike the earth 1,000 times per second. Most of those on the ocean. We take water for granted. It's just mind-boggling beyond human comprehension that God Almighty creates every drop of water on the earth. Every drop. Like, we could never create enough water just for us, let alone 7.5 billion people. It is tragic that as many as a billion people, many, many people, do not have access to clean running water, and it's very hard for them, and their life centers around getting that water. You think about throughout history, people had to live near water. So Jesus is saying, just as in the natural, water is vital and you have to have it or you're going to die. Same thing in the spiritual. You don't have God through Jesus Christ, then you're going to die. You are dying, and you have to get this water. Now, what's amazing is that really, in John, we all know John 3:16. And John, the book, John chapter 3, when Jesus talks about being born again. He doesn't mention water in that first born again teaching. So somebody can just receive Jesus Christ. They haven't received the water of the Holy Spirit yet. But yet, because God's merciful and He's loving, and He wants everyone to be saved, all they need to do is receive Him, and they are saved. Amen. They'll live forever in heaven with Him if they die. They need to continue on. Why do I keep going back to water and talking about it? If we can realize that how vital water is, how vital light, we take light for granted. Jesus is the light of the world. Now we are the light of the world. If we can realize this and just apply it in our everyday life and realize that we continually need this living water. And even in the natural, this can keep us grateful when we realize that God's providing this water. That He brings the rain. He brings created the oceans and all the bodies of water and the rivers that provide water. And so much, it's just, again, beyond human comprehension. This should fill us with a sense of awe and gratefulness to God, which even in the natural, we should be in awe and grateful and humble ourselves before Him under His mighty greatness and person and power. I'm recording on a handheld device, and right now, this recording has not been edited. Now, it could be edited, but this lightning and the lightning bolts, the thunder bolts, whatever you want to call them, these are happening near where I am. That one was approximately about 6 or 7 miles away, maybe 7 or 8 miles from where I am. It's lightly raining. The third phase, Jesus said, as the scripture has said, if anyone believes in me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. That's the anointing. A great man of God says he's discovered 59 rivers of the anointing. 59. Who knows how many there are? You know, in heaven, there's the water, the crystal sea, and the water of the river of life that flows from the throne of God. The river of life that has water that's beyond, again, we can't describe it. When people get in that water, it washes off the earth life from them, and it's this glorious experience, and they get out and whoosh, they're instantly dried. You can read about this. This is not a promotion, but there is a book called 33. A book called Heaven, 33 Stories from a Real Place. It's on Amazon. You can get it. Well, you can get it for free on our website, wonderreality.org. Download it for free. Someone may question and say, oh, well, you know, if God created this whole earth and everything, why is there so much suffering? Why are there lightning bolts that hit people and kill people? We live in a fallen world. When man sinned, that brought in corruption, and that's what everything is now flawed. God created it to be perfect. But we can get out of the world. Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulation, but fear not, I've overcome the world. And our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. How do we get that faith? Through the Holy Spirit, the relationship with Him. The glorious Lord is available to us. And the people who have been to heaven, they've talked about how there's lightnings and thunderings. That's in Revelation too. Lightnings and thunderings coming out from the throne room of God, this power and this just awesome, and blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Incredible. This earth is just a pale reflection of what is going on in heaven. When we find the Holy Spirit, that's heaven coming down to earth. Jesus called it the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. His presence is God Almighty coming down and being with man onto the earth. Amen. Thank you.